Boy, a lot of storylines developing today and throughout the morning, even inflation slowing again last month. The latest sign the price increases may be cooling some. Consumer prices still rose 7.1% in November from a year ago. Also developing this morning, U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission charging the former CEO of FTX, the failed cryptocurrency firm, with orchestrating a scheme to defraud investors. He was supposed to be testifying today before a House committee, Sam Bankman-Fried, but now in custody in the Bahamas. Grumbling from members of Congress who sit on that committee that they won't hear from him. They'll hear from the interim CEO. And another storyline that develops out of Washington that Fox's Jared Halpern will work to update as you try to catch your breath is the president will sign a bill today that offers federal recognition and protections for same-sex and interracial marriages, reminding us that this was a bipartisan passed bill in both the House and Senate, Jared.
Yeah, and so it'll be a bipartisan signing ceremony out at the White House later this afternoon. The Respect for Marriage Act essentially requires states to recognize marriages performed legally in other states. So codifying, if it were, the Obergefell decision, the same-sex marriage protections handed down by the U.S. Supreme Court. Obviously, this was a response to the abortion ruling over the summer in Congress looking to put in the law some of these protections, which have been upheld through the Supreme Court and sort of taking these issues away from the Supreme Court. So expect an upbeat ceremony for the president, certainly something he had been advocating for, pushing for, and something that was able to get done, as you point out, in a bipartisan fashion in both the House and Senate.
Yeah, two local Republicans from our area, Mike Waltz and Kat Kamak, both supporting that bill last week in the House vote that ultimately came. One other note with the inflation report that's in today, Jared, thanks, by the way, the Federal Open Market Committee opening its last meeting of the year today and ultimately will make a decision by tomorrow afternoon on whether to raise interest rates again.